Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Catherine Caputa back on the show. She's one of the top branding experts in the galaxy. She's been sharing her insights and wisdom with us now for over 9 years. She's a brand strategist, a speaker, the president of Self Brand, the author of Women Who Brand, also Breakthrough Branding, also You Are a Brand. You're starting to get the picture. She's our good friend, Catherine, with a C, Caputa with a K. Catherine, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thanks for having me. Great to be here.
Always a pleasure to have you back. So you got some great stories to tell us today about three companies in the food business who are growing or expanding, and you want to tell us how they're doing it.
Right, and they all started out very small. I mean, these three companies all started out as food carts in New York City, on a little street corner, you know, just with a little food cart, and today they're all going big.
Wow. So the first one is?
The first one is called The Halal Guys.
The Halal Guys.
This was a business started by three Egyptian immigrants to the United States, and they started a hot dog stand at 53rd Street and 6th Avenue, you know, New York. And, you know, hey, does New York City need another hot dog stand? I mean, there's thousands of them. And, you know, so anyway, a lot of their customers...
Do you know what halal means?
Yeah, well, halal is really the dietary way it's prepared, you know, just like kosher food. If you're Jewish, this is for Muslims. So
yeah,
really,
that's what it means, yeah.
Right, it's prepared in a certain way, there's a certain quality, everything is treated in a certain way, so you know that it's going to be of the utmost quality. And what happened is these three guys had this little hot dog cart, and if you've traveled to New York City in the last 10 years, you know that a lot of the cab drivers are Muslims and immigrants to the United States. And they would say to him, you know, do you have any halal food, you know? And
right.
So that's when they switched, and then they called their cart the Halal Guys.
Right.
And they started serving Middle Eastern cuisine that was made, you know, for these, you know, following these dietary restrictions. And
I know some halal I know some families, and their name is Halal.
Uh-huh.
And their ancestry goes back to when they were restaurateurs, when they actually, in fact, one guy I know whose name is Halal, his father owned a restaurant back in the old country.
Right.
And
right.
So the name goes, you know, not only was it what they did, it became who they were. Who they
right.
Are.
Right.
And they assume the name like Miller or Baker.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, that's a little fun fact. Go ahead.
So it's interesting, you know, because they had certain training and they had to understand the way to, you know, prepare food or, you know, if it's slaughtering chicken or whatever. If everything's done, very emphasis on cleanliness and quality. And so anyway, these guys sort of changed the whole idea of their cart to, you know, chicken, falafel, you know, kebabs, things like that. And it wasn't just attracting this narrow audience of people of a certain religion. It really was very appealing to tourists, to people that lived in New York.
Everybody loves ethnic food.
Pardon me? Everybody loves ethnic food.
Yeah.
Particularly good. And,
particularly me.
Yeah, and I want to bring this up because there is a Halal Guys, you know, stores. So they sort of expanded to a couple of stores in New York City. And then, you know, there's one that opened about 6 months ago right near my house. I mean, there's a line out the door.
So
you
it's
know,
a restaurant. Is it a restaurant?
Time,
or is it like a deli or a sit-down restaurant?
It's kind of like a fast food, only their own style.
Right.
They're fixed base.
They're not on wheels anymore.
No, it's not on wheels anymore, and it's kind of a yellow and red theme. And so, you know, the whole idea when you're thinking of branding is, you know, in my book, Breakthrough Branding, I talk about different things that good brands do, you know, when they're starting out. And one is, you know, you want to do what you know. So instead of just doing hot dog stand like everybody else does, they did something that they knew that was from their culture that was attractive, not just to a narrow target audience, but to a broader audience. So it was... So it was a different idea, but they built it on something that they know. Number two is, you know, I talk about in my book, you know, you want a small idea, something that's focused, something that's relevant, something that's different. You know, there's, hey, a lot of hot dog stands. There weren't any Middle Eastern stands at the time. Of course, since then, a lot of people have copied these guys.
Mm-hmm.
But so you want a small, focused idea. You want to have a signature or trademark. And, you know, so what's their trademark? You know, they're famous for their white sauce that goes over mm-hmm. the kebabs or goes over the meat when you...
A real special sauce, right?
It's a real
not just a metaphorical special sauce, a real special sauce.
But this is really a sauce. And
yeah.
They're known for it. They won't give out the recipe, but, you know, that's part of their
trade
mystique,
secret.
But it's something they're known for.
Trade secret, yeah. Hold on to that thought, Catherine.
Yeah, you want to have some branding.
Hold on to that thought, folks. You get the picture. We got two more great stories to tell you about after these messages. Right back with Catherine Computer. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.